I was thinking I'm going to get in trouble again. John, you're going to get in trouble again because you got a picture of Elan Harris up there. And so many people in the black church worship this dude. So many pastors, so many of their homosexual choir members. I think you better put an explanation up there because, John, we can understand Michael Jackson and everything and the way you feel about that. But, man, wait a minute. Now you got somebody that's associated with the black church and you don't seem to be having any mercy at all. Welcome to the webcast. This is Pastor John. You knew that I was going to weigh in on the death of Elan Harris, 53, 54, however old he is or young he was, much younger than myself. I remember when I was 54 years old. And I, you know, since one of my friends, not your typical Negro, on his YouTube website, since Kevin usually, you know, he's talking about transparency, I thought that I'd be a little transparent to you folk here. And as I share a key scripture, I'm going to talk about this incident because I said, here we go again. If the Bible says that lifestyle is sinful and you die actively living in defiance of all that God says, where would you spend eternity, heaven or hell? I think it's a pretty decent question. That's why I put the question up a while. And I believe there's been a strong prompting in my heart to come here in the Lucy Coleman studio and to do a webcast on it and to be a little transparent at the same time. I do have sympathy on people that lean towards same-sex love and affection. For years before I became a Christian, I lived with those leanings, with those passions. I was 11 or 12 years old, I think it was. I think 12 more specifically, when a deceased uncle of mine touched me in an inappropriate manner. He repeatedly did these things while I was a young man. And when he came to live with us, he is dead now, so he can't defend himself. It's very well known in my family and in church circles. I've spoken about that because I've always been an open and transparent kind of a person. I guess that's why a lot of people look at me now, since my wife has been gone for a number of years in death, and why haven't I remarried? A lot of people think, well, because he has these latent tendencies, that is, laying dormant to come out, and that's why PJ won't take another wife. No, that's not the reason why I will not take another wife. So I wanted to start off with that by saying I do understand men that have been handled at a young age by other older men. He was an older uncle, and the only time that he stopped is when I threatened to tell his father, who was my grandfather, who was a preacher, because this man was just, well, he was going through the whole family with that. And so I understand when these things happen, when somebody come up like that. And, you know, for those of you that may say you just hate gay people or you don't understand gay people, well, I don't hate anybody. That's why I said if someone wants to do something in the privacy of their own home, I don't care what they do because they're doing it in the privacy of their home. I don't even want to know about it. But the inevitable question is, if the Bible speaks out actively in defiance of. I'd like to go to just one group of scriptures that I'm going to quote on during this webcast, and as I give my further line of reasoning, because I don't want to come across as a hater of gay people. I love gay people. I love all people. And it doesn't matter to me what their sexual preferences are, whether they're on the DL, the upload, the download, the middle of the, whatever. I love them anyhow. Why? Because God has commanded me to do so. But what is God's disposition or attitude towards homosexuals? To wit, Elan Harris was a dyed-in-the-wool homosexual. He was an author who wrote books about it. How do I know? Because I read some of his books. As a matter of fact, I read his recent book since I have recently become a fan of basketball. And I was in a bookstore, and they had it there, Basketball Jones, up there. And I said, what is Elin Harris writing about basketball? What does he know about basketball? After I read the book, just a couple of days to read the book, but after I read the book, because I'm looking into why is black male homosexuality in our community so rampant? Well, when you have one of the Advent black writers talking about basketball players and homosexuality, you would think that the gridiron or the basketball court was the or the basketball locker room is the last of the sacred black male institutions that has not been torn into by homosexuality, though many homosexual men might tell you that, well, we're there too. Well, come out of the closet in the locker room and say it. I don't think you'll be there very long. But his book, Basketball Jones, was about a basketball player that was hiding out on the DL, and that his wife found out about it. And it was interesting because as I read the book in a couple of days, I said, my goodness, this sounds like he has insight. As a matter of fact, I said while I was reading the book, this guy better be cool. He'd better chill out because it sounds like he knows something about somebody in that institution. And they'll kill you for that. That's what I said after I read the book. Man, they'll kill you for stuff like that. I do these webcasts and things like that, but I don't care about the lifestyles of the rich and famous. They can have whatever they want, do whatever they want. One, read the scripture. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. This is what Peter writes about it, and he's giving an illustration of what God does to ungodliness. He says, in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly. That's why I started off with the raw servant, just a few of his cuts from cut number seven, lines of cut number seven, holiness. See, because God has called his children to live in holiness. You cannot live an active Advent life of homosexuality and still find yourself be living in holiness unto God. Now, I don't care what my leanings are. I don't care what happened to me in the past. I don't care of my desires now. Let me give you a good example. I could have a desire to be with, as a matter of fact, I was having, where was I? Yes, I was having lunch with someone yesterday, and I was telling him that I had desires to be with younger, exciting, voluptuous women. But it doesn't mean that I can do that because and or work out those desires in my life. I can't do that. Or you may say, well, yes, you can. You can find a young woman, 25, 26, to marry you, and then you can be with a woman. Well, that wouldn't be for love. I'd just be having sex. I can't do that. We're commanded to live a life of holiness. We as Christians are not to get with somebody because they're maybe of the opposite sex and in our own age bracket, so we can marry them and bang them and be with them like that. That's not, no. Do you love the person? Are you loving them the way that God would prescribe this love? No, I'm not. I just want to get my jollies off. I believe that I should have the rights to do that. That's what all the fights in the courts about same-sex marriage and partnerships are all about. I don't care what your rights are in this country. Go ahead. They're not your Christian rights. And that's the issue here. Because what we're discussing is we're discussing Christian rights. What is a right of the Christian? Was Elin Harris a Christian? Many people would say that he did. I was looking at an interview on YouTube, and he calls himself a cheerleader when he was in the college that he went to. No, it's called yell leader. When I went to high school, the males that were out on the field with the bullhorns jumping up and down were not cheerleaders. They identified themselves as yell leaders. Elin Harris adamantly called himself a cheerleader, like he was one of the little girls. Come on, we have to get it right. The yell leader was supposed to be the masculine type out there lifting the young lady up, throwing her and twirling her around in the air and catching her to make the crowd cheer for the team. He was not out there trying to be a sissy. Sorry, that is not what God created men to be. Some of you that are homosexuals or gay that are listening to that, you're going to be offended by that because you're trying to put a premium on sissiness. That's why you have a tremendous percentage of African-American males. If you look at that paragraph that I have up there, it says, a friend of mine were having a discussion today about a conversation that this grown man overheard when he was with his son, who is a teenager at a very well-known high school. And he overheard these youngsters having a conversation. They were males, and they were asking each other, well, what can I do better to have a sexual and emotional relationship with my male boyfriend? These weren't girls talking. These were boys talking. And the man called me and said, John, you would not believe the conversation that these children are having. It's because of people like Elin Harris. See, I don't want you Christians to walk around in the fog. Now, those of you pastors that are liberals and you don't want to talk about nobody because you've had Elin come into your church, you wouldn't dare put on your website what I put up there. Is it heaven or hell? Because you don't want to be involved in controversy. And you got a lot of your young people in your church that are doing that, that are sleeping with each other. Young boys, teenage boys. And this is normative behavior in many of our churches today and in the church community. Now, I don't know how Elin died. I don't know as of this date. This is the 27th of July, 2009. I've been all over the internet. I'm trying to find out the cause of death. Somebody said somewhere that he had a heart attack. Well, did he have coronary heart disease? Did he have a history of that? If Pastor John has a heart attack, you can believe I probably had a heart attack because I have coronary artery problems. I've had it for years. I've been on medication for years because of that. And that's why I try to stick as much as I can to a very strict diet. And I haven't been exercising like I should, but exercise. As a matter of fact, I bought some. I got some. Oh, man. These L-I-N-D-T Lindor truffles. I have no business eating this stuff. I'm telling you, extra dark chocolate shell with smooth filling. I just love that stuff. I'm talking about fat quality is 29%, saturated fat 65 cents, cholesterol zero, no sodium. That's probably why I bought it. But that's not good for my heart. So if I should die, if I ate 5 or 6 bags of these things in a week, you would probably figure out why I died. All that sugar and fat went to my heart and the arteries boom and I died. Now, if Elin Harris died of that, okay. And that's not the point with me, how he died, though he could have been offed, because writing books like that, especially that Basketball Jones, if you just read a review on that book, reading that book, I said after I read the book a couple of nights, I said, you know, somebody going to kill him because it sounds like somebody that I've seen running up and down the courts of a basketball court. The man got too close to some stuff. And you can't do that to people with money, because they will off you. I have no facts about anything, but I know that. That is why when the LeVar Burton interview appeared on my website, and Laverne Burton interview appeared, and she told me to take the interview off, I did immediately. I don't want crazy people coming after me. crazy people in church, and crazy people in church is the worst kind of people coming after you because they know they're going to hell, and they just want to take you to the abyss with them. But let's talk about this as the ice cream man goes by. God could be working. Wait a minute, let me pause, because I don't want any interference with this. With the recent deaths of well-known people that were living in uncontrollable, confessed sin, it is no strange coincidence, to my mind, that God would allow the pattern to continue. And what a point to be made in the African-American community when marriages between men and women have fallen off 70% or more in our community. When love relationships between black men and black women in our community are filled with violence, physical abuse. Okay, when the average typical married couple goes out on the other person, has not taught what familiar love relationships are between a man and a woman in this country, and then to have a very well-known, famous homosexual artist. The first time I came in contact with this book was, I forget the name of the paperback. I was pastoring a church, and a lady in the church asked me had I read this book by Elin Harris. I recall telling her I had never heard of him. And she gave me this paperback book, and it was about two male college students in college falling for each other, and I read the book, and she asked me about that, and I said, these are people with homosexual tendencies that are going to college, and that's what they do. I said, people have been doing that since before Christianity. There's always been gay people. I said, why are you giving the book to me? I asked my wife, why would she give me this book to read? I said, does she think that someone in the church? And then it dawned on me. Oh, she thought that I was like that, that I was a closeted gay guy. So I tried to reassure her that it wasn't anything like that, but that I love African-American males. Doesn't mean that I want to sleep with them. I love them because I see them as a vanishing breed. But I'm telling you, it goes back to my number one sentence at the top of this, and I don't want to be hypocritical. I don't want to come across like I've never done anything wrong. I have done some wrong things in my life. I'm not going to share them with you because it's none of your business. And number two, I don't want it to get out, because if it gets out, I just don't like people looking at me with chagrin. Okay? Pastor John has not always walked and lived a life of holiness. No, he has not. Now, if you have, God bless you, and may the bells of St. Mary's chime and all that kind of good stuff. I'm not one of those persons. I'm just not going to tell you what I did. But I will tell you that it was lust of the flesh. That's exactly what it was. And it brought absolutely no fulfillment at all. For the moment, it was. For the moment, it was just jollies going off. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you straight enough to talk about it. But it had nothing to do with love. The only person that I truly, truly loved like a lover was the woman that I was married to. And all other persons, that was just a fling. That's all that was. Now, I'm transparent enough to tell you that. With Elin Harris, that was his life. See, Sodom and Gomorrah was, I think, a good example of total destruction, and a very good example at that, because what it did is it spoke about something that was going on. It says, Peter wrote and said that God made them an example, that is a model or a pattern. Now, I'm just saying this perhaps because when I die, my death is going to be a model or an example for many people. Many people, the ones that hate me and dislike me, are going to say he was a hypocrite because I know what he really was. Excuse me. If you ever slept with me, you need to come forth with that, and I'll tell the people if I want to whether I did sleep with you. See, that's the kind of person I am. I'm not going to say that I didn't sleep with them, but I mean, I tell them that I did. I don't want to tell them that I did. See what I'm talking about? Because I know that this example, that this model,